The King's Last Stop, Market Square Arena, on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, presenting the exhibit Hoosiers in Hollywood at the Indiana History Center, Indianapolis, demonstrating how Indiana has been well represented in Hollywood. Information at indianahistory.org. When the Indiana Pacers took the American Basketball Association championship in 1970, Indianapolis Mayor Richard Lugar promised to do all we can to produce an arena. Combining this vow with a pledge to preserve the historic City Market District, Lugar partnered with two private investors to build Market Square Arena. The complex included an 18,000-seat multi-use stadium, two 12-story office buildings, and three parking garages. The stadium was dramatically situated atop the two parking towers, with Market Street running underneath. When the arena opened in 1974, it was met with the excitement of basketball fans, along with community leaders enthusiastic about this early public-private partnership designed to revitalize downtown Indianapolis. Market Square Arena became home to the Pacers, who joined the NBA in 1976. But the venue may be best remembered for its place outside of sports history. Elvis Presley gave his last performance there June 26, 1977, less than 2 months before his death. Market Square Arena's days were numbered as well. The building's perch above the street made loading difficult. It couldn't be retrofitted with private boxes for high-paying fans, and its heating costs were staggering. The Pacers played their last game there against the Utah Jazz on October 23, 1999, and the arena was imploded with dynamite on July 8, 2001. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society.